那个，求助 A Josh，Good morning。那个，我们都在为你祷告，早晨，感谢主啊，你可以看起来气色还不错。
We give our little brother Josh our prayers and our thoughts. He seems all right.
Yeah，不晓得早晨大家走进这个房间来，觉得这房间有什么不同？
Wonder if you notice anything different about this building as you walked in
No，
this morning.
这个房间有
Oh,
什么不
this
同？
particular room we're in right now. Did you notice anything different?
啊，亮了，温暖了，
Warm,
当
bright.
然是比昨天晚上亮了，一
Of
定的。
course, it's brighter than last night.
那个，你知道我不晓得大家读圣经用什么读，怎么读？
When we read Bible, how do we read it?
你可能会，当然用眼睛了，对不
You're
对？
gonna, of course, gonna use your eyes.
你会听圣经，对不对？
You might be listening to a readout.
那个还有就是你最重要用心读，对不对？
And more importantly, you're using your heart to absorb it,
对，
right?
但是我们读圣经不会用一个器官去读，就是不会用鼻子去读，
We're
对不
not
对？
going to use another organ to read the Bible, like
所
our
以今天早
nose.
上我让你问大家的问题就是这个房间的味道不一样了，
So I wondered
闻一闻，
what I was alluding to was that this room smells different this morning.
闻出来吗？因为你在房间一段时间了，所以你闻不出来。
You've been in here for a while, so you probably can't smell it.
昨天因为准备信息的时候，这个 Harry 问我，他说你这个真拿达香膏从哪里来的？
Last time we were talking with Harry, and he brought up this perfume, this spikenard. Where did you get it? Is it authentic?
实际我在房间撒了一点，实际这个房间的味道跟昨天是不一样的，所以我再撒一点这个纸上，给大家再闻一闻啊。
I may have dripped a drop here by accident this morning, and that's why this smells slightly different in this room.
打不破，我尽量打，没打破。
I'm
OK，好，
considering
你们闻一
smashing
下，
it.
一边发一个，这边发一个，这边发一个。
So he's passing around to take a whiff.
那个，Harry 问我这个真拿达香膏从哪里来的？
So the question came up, where did this perfume come from?
我说一定不是玛利亚膏剩下给我的。
Well, I said it's definitely not the leftovers that Mary had.
这个真拿达香膏它的功用啊，那个姊妹，如果你往身上擦一点也可以啊。她说，第一个它是让我们这个情绪安静下来。
The spikenard perfume, and ladies, you can rub it over your arm or something. The first use for that spikenard is to give you a little comfort.
对，希望大家别太安静，都睡着了。
I hope that it doesn't cause everyone to doze
昨天
off.
晚上大家都没睡好，今天晚上睡着也很好。
Especially those who didn't sleep well last night.
第二个呢，它可以去皱，去皱纹。
Secondly, it's supposedly removes wrinkles.
如果哪里有皱纹，你擦一点在脸上，说不定啊，结束之后你没有皱纹了，大家都很兴奋
Maybe if you're done with the meeting, you'll be rid of wrinkles.
弟兄，请把那个 PowerPoint 打一下。
Yeah, let's get my PowerPoint up there on the screen.
OK，好，好，这是我们一起读一下这段经文，好不好？
Let's go to this passage and read it.
这是我们主题的经文，在诗篇的132篇13、14节，我们一起来，一二三。
Psalm，
也有人说啊，拣选了西安，愿意去看看啊。好，不太齐啊，我们一起来整齐一点啊，我们中文一起读一遍啊，中文不中文不读，好，
Chinese only。
一二三，请。好，英文一起，一
，English。
One, two, three, go。
For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it as his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
Yeah. 昨天感谢主，接着宋辉弟兄给我们有一些交通。
Last night, thank God through our brother Song, he had some sharing for us.
那最后他也给我们提了一些的问题，就是说我们所住的家，我们自己，我们所处的教会，是不是真正能够让神得到安息的所在？
Near the end, he posed a question, and that is to ask if our gathering is an appropriate and suitable dwelling for our Lord.
我们弟兄开始就用旧约，来讲述这个神对他这个家的这个渴慕。
They began to use the Old Testament to illustrate God's heart and His desire to have a dwelling place.
用雅各梦到神的家。
A dwelling place by the dreams of Jacob.
那后来用摩西。在把神的百姓带回到神的家里面，带回流奶与蜜之地。
Through his servant Moses, which took his people to the land of milk and honey as a dwelling place.
但是在以色列国好景不长，很快的他们就因为拜偶像，因为离弃神，被外邦掳掠去。
But soon thereafter, the nation of Israel, they have forsaken the Lord, and they went to worship instead idols.
Yeah. 那神呢，在耶利米哀歌和以西结书看到神如何不舍得来责打自己的儿女，要离弃儿女也离开他的家。
And we see examples through Jeremiah and Ezekiel of Lord's demands, but unwillingness to abandon His children.
那到新约的里面，神也是借着他的儿子来到这个世上。
Coming to the New Testament, through His Son, He came into the world.
当时这个宗教的世界在神的眼中并不神主没有在那里寻找到他自己的家。
The religious Judaism establishment at the time did not satisfy our Lord.
除了他跟自己十二个门徒三年多的时间相处。
Other than the 12 who he spent 3 years with.
在他上十字架，在人生的耶稣在他地上人生的最后一段时间的里面。
And through the last few very short period of time before he went to the cross,
他在伯大尼这个小地方找到他所安息的地方。
He went to Bethany and found his resting place there.
在那里有这个马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
There in that house is Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
在那里主找到他爱，能够接受他爱、理解他爱的地方。
A place where he can find.People that he loved and people who loved him.
实际如果我们是想这个家或者一个家庭所住的地方，一个 family 或者一个 house 的话，
When we consider the idea of a house or family or dwelling place,
这个歧义是从哪里来的？
This idea of family, where does it come from?
当然是从神他自己。
Of course, it's from God himself.
如果我们今天问自己，我们如何建造一个教会或者建造一个家庭，让神那么的喜悦的话
？If we were to ask ourselves how to make such a family or a church gathering that is so pleasing to God，
可能我会把它弄得很机械化。
We might make it very, we have inclination to make it very mechanical。
可能把我们很多的这种checklist， 这个打勾，这个打勾，这个打勾做好了。
By means of using a mechanical checklist to fulfill, so that to make God pleased.
但是从创世以来，以前神在他的心意的里面，这个家就在他的自己的这个 desire 这里讲到他愿意所做的事情。
But since the beginning of creation, God has said Himself, He desires a dwelling place already.
是在第一个家，他就把它设立在伊甸园的里面。
The first home he established was in the Garden of Eden.
第一个家庭就是由亚当和夏娃来组成的。
First household there was Adam and Eve. They were the hosts.
在一个美丽的园子的里面，有不同种的植物、动物。
In a beautiful garden, there were all kinds of plants, vegetation, animals.
但是因为罪的缘故，他们失丧了自己的家园。
But because of sin, they lost and forsook their own home.
他失去了自己的家园，虽然这个家，这个 family 还存在，但是家园已经不在了。
Even though the family still exists, their home was gone.
圣经说三股绳子啊，三股绳子不容易折断。
The Bible says,
three strand of rope.
The three strands of rope is not easily broken.
对，但是这个三股的绳子变成了只有两股。
But the three strand became two strands.
我不晓得大家编辫子啊，女孩子编辫子用两粗，大概编不成辫子来，是吧？
All the ladies, if you're braiding your hair with two strands, you're not going to be able to braid anything.
是吧？都要三个，是吧？
Am I right?
我没有编过，没有那么多头发，大概是需要三个。
Think so.
对，那但是今天我们还是一样。
It's no different today.
所以今天我们知道教会有它的问题，我们个人家庭也有它的问题。
We know the church has its problem, or each family has their problems.
这是不是我们把这个问题解决好了，神就在说我们这里找到安息了？
It's not that we resolve those issues, God will dwell here.
而是就像我们今天刚刚唱的最后两首诗歌一样。
But it's not unlike the last two hymns we sang earlier.
我们在神里面有这样的 plea, 有一个呼求。
That we have a plea in front of our Lord, saying,
当我们有一个愿意的心，让神在我们中间居住，让我们神在我们中间工作的时候。
That when we have a desire for God to dwell here and to do His work among us,
这个家是由神的心意开始。
The household begins at the will of God.
也有神的心意按照他的旨意被建造起来。
And can be built up by His heart and His will.
这次我的负担是讲神家里的爱。
My burden this morning is to talk about the love in the household of God.
题目叫爱之歌，请打到下一个 slide 好吗？
Topic.
Jonathan, next.
The topic will be the songs of love.
爱之歌。那我们先读一下今天的读的圣经啊。我没有像宋辉那么好啊。我让大家来读圣经啊。我在这闲一下。
I'm not gonna. We can read this passage.
我们就一章一章的，一节一节读下去，大家一起啊。
Let's start with Luke 10.
从路加福音第十章，昨天读过的十章三十八节 ，Go. 他们。
Okay, next passage.
好，现在是路加福音第十二章，请。
John 12.
好，下一个《约翰福音》第十一章。
John 11。
下一页。马大拉说：“ 说了这话，就回去暗暗地叫他妹子玛利亚，说夫子来了，叫你。
好，我们跳到39节。
Let's jump down to 39.
一起来。耶稣说，你把石头挪开。那使人的姐姐马大对他说，主啊。
By this time there's a bad odor, for he has been here 4 days. And Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe me, you will see the glory of God?
其实在四本福音书里面都记载着主耶稣在伯大尼的故事。
All four Gospels have accounts of Jesus in Bethany.
这个小镇里面有几个与主心心相印的人。
In this village, there's a few people very close to our Lord Jesus.
几个普普实实的家庭。
A couple of members of a typical household.
他们爱主，主也爱他们。
They love the Lord, so he loved them.
主第一次到那里就与马大、玛利亚、拉撒路就一见如故。
The first time that our Lord Jesus went to Martha, Mary, and Lazarus' house, they were acquainted with each other in familiarity.
就像回到自己家里面一样。
It's like if he went to his own house.
昨天我们弟兄讲过，他也是这个主依依不舍的地方。
And our brother also mentioned last night that it's a place that he held dearly in his heart.
在他得荣耀以前。
Before he was glorified,
就是每天都从耶路撒冷回到伯大尼救宿。
He spent each night, going out of Jerusalem into that place.
刚刚我们读的这些经文
，as his overnight place, these verses we just read.
Yeah, 实际是我们很熟悉的。
It is pretty familiar with us, to us.
刚刚那个孙弟兄说要我介绍马大、玛利亚。
So when our brother said, I'm going to introduce these three people,
实在是我们在重新温习这个故事。
It's really just refreshing and refreshing the story.
可能是我们在我们信主一段时间可能读了上百遍了。
You might have read it over 100 times since you became a believer.
但是实在这是历世历代基督徒们所最喜悦的一段，最喜爱的一段圣经。
But it's truly a very beloved passage, a section of scripture.
这是我们第一次恢复十几年恢复这次退休会。
This is our first time returning to Thanksgiving retreat over a decade.
我想在座从前参加过退休会的举个手好吧。
Those of you who have attended a Thanksgiving retreat in the past, raise your hand.
一半，差不多一半。
A little over half.
Yeah, 我想今天我们跟弟兄的感觉，弟兄姊妹的感觉很相似。
My feeling is probably not.Similar to yours.
有一个特别的一个感触。
I have a special feeling.
这是求主让我们借着这次恢复的特会，让我们跟主的关系更加的亲近。
And that is, may God use this opportunity. May we use this opportunity to draw closer to God.
其实这个题目对我们来说，对我自己也是很贴切的。
This topic is also near and dear to my heart.
对，因为我们家跟这个伯纳尼家也差不多。
Because our household is not too unlike.That family over there.
两个女儿，一个儿子。
Two daughters, one son.
周刚家也是啊。
Brother,
快了快了。
Brother Tom, also, except it's 5 of us, not 3.
也求主借着这个聚会啊。
May Lord also use our gathering here.
来恢复我们每个家庭，弟兄姊妹每个家庭。
To restore our families to its ideal state.
让每个家庭每个成员都更加的爱主。
To let each household and each member of each household to love God more.
也能够在主里面更加的彼此的相爱。
And in the Lord, love each other more dearly.
不光是我们在做父母的在这里忙碌在教会里服事。
Not only would the parents, father and mothers be busy in church serving.
也让这些孩子们他们从小就跟着我们来。今天长大了他说为什么这么做
？And let these children who come to come with us to church, grew up in the church, and they ask us, why do we have to do this?
让他们跟主建立一个直接的一个美好的一个关系。
To ask why do we do this, to help them have a direct relationship to the Savior.
让他们知道主爱他们不是一个印象，有那么个哦，主是爱我的。
To let them not know the love of God for them as an impression only.
让他们里边真正的能够每天能够感觉到。深知是主何等的拣选他们爱他们
But deeply understand the election and choosing and the untainted pure love of God how much he does it
因为主爱的缘故让他们心里面一个愿意的心我要爱主耶稣
And for God's sake and what he has done to reciprocate saying, I love God.
我想我们每个人都经过经历过主的爱。
I think we have all experienced the love of God.
我今天还记不记得我们这个肉眼看不见的主耶稣？
Do you remember today that the God that you can't see with your physical eyes?
他是曾经如何向你表达他爱你的？
How did he express his love to you?
你是曾经如何感受到主，哦，主真爱我？
How was it exactly that you felt his love?
你怎么知道那是主是从，那个爱是从主来的呢？
How do you know that love was from God, that feeling?
那我们也说我们也爱主。
We also say we love God.
我们也可以表是今天还记不记得你是怎么爱主的？
Do we remember how we expressed our love for God?
你怎么向主表达你的爱呢？
How do you express your love for God?
可能你从前十年前五年前甚至前几天
Maybe 10 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe a couple days ago.
那个爱是那么活那么新鲜那么真实的。
That love is rich and pure and exciting.
但是今天早晨，昨天晚上睡没睡好觉，今天早晨可能饭也不太吃合胃口，你还那么新鲜吗？那个爱
？But maybe you had a lousy night. You had a lousy breakfast. Is your love still fresh?
还是那个爱？主给我们的爱是 unconditional， 是 agape love， 是神的爱。
Or is your love for God the agape love that is?
No, 神给我们的爱是那个。
Oh, or is it like the unconditional agape love that God gives us?
那我们的爱跟主是不是 conditional 的？是。
Is our love for God conditional?
是不是因为环境的改变，我们性情的改变，那个爱就改变了
？Is it dependent on our mood and environment?
伯大尼家这个爱是这个世界上少有的，是找不着的。
The love that was found in Bethany is a rarity in the world.
好像他们看见的主是这个世界上人看不见的。
It's almost as if they saw something with the Lord that the rest of the world could not.
因此他们所经历的主是这个世界上人不能够经历的。
And so, when they experienced the Lord, they experienced him in a different way than the rest of the world.
主可以完全的相信他们。
Lord can trust them completely.
Counting on them.
To count on them.
Yeah. 他们无论主，从他们从主那里要的还是他们要给主的都是最好的。
Whatever they wanted from God or whatever they gave God was nothing but the best.
我叫这种爱是一个高贵的爱。
I call this kind of love the love of nobility.
这他们跟主是好像在一个心弦上歌唱。
It's like they were on the same frequency and wavelength.
这不但是一个爱的故事。
It's not only a love story.
或者表达一个爱的语言。
It was not only a language of love.
而是一个美丽的爱的歌。
It's a beautiful love song.
这是一个完全的极珍贵的完全属主的那个爱。
It's a perfectly precious love of God.
请你给我们翻到下一页好吗 ，Johnson。
Can we go to the next slide?
要我把这个爱分成三个部分。
I split this this song of love into three parts.
那Tony 说你好像很喜欢那个用那个简略词、啊。
Tony had mentioned a few days ago, did you get permission to use this acronym?
我叫 NBA 啊，我们是打篮球的。
NBA is National Basketball Association.
第一个呢是这个爱是一个高贵的爱。
Firstly, the N stands for love must be noble.
第二个爱呢是必须是最好的。
Secondly, love must be the best.
第三个爱必须要有担当。
And thirdly, love is accountable.
Yeah, accountability. 第一个讲这个是爱，他们的爱实在是一个高贵的爱。
We see that their love is really that of nobility.
因为这个爱是跟世上的爱是实在不一样。
Because it's very different from the love of the rest of the world.
它远超过我们人的这种想法。
Is beyond the natural thinking of everyone else in the world.
他们所经历的主，所看见的主，啊，远超过这个世上的人，他们的邻居，那些邻舍，甚至门徒所能够看见的。
The God that they experienced and saw and loved is totally different, or exceed that of the disciples.
这不是不能用世上这个金钱或者物价或者是任何的付出来衡量的。
Can't be measured by any humanistic means.
第二个，他们给的爱都是最好的。
the love that they gave Jesus was that of was the best.
在路加福音记载第一次主被约请到玛利亚马大玛利亚家里的时候
，in the account of the first account of Jesus to the house of Martha，
玛利亚就深深的被主所吸引。
Mary was intensely drawn to Jesus.
好像她完全忘记了自己需要去帮忙照顾客人。
To the point where she forgot that she's supposed to be hospitable.
她坐在主脚前，聚精会神地听了一动不动。
Hospitable to the guests, so she sat at his foot and listened intently.
马大向主抱怨。
Martha complained to the Lord.
而主不但没有去，让玛利亚说你赶快去帮忙。
Jesus didn't tell Mary, hey, what are you doing here? You go help your sister.
却护着玛利亚对马大说。
But shielded Mary and said to Martha,
但是不可少的只有一件，已经选玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分是不能夺去的。
He said only a few things are needed, in fact, only one thing, and Mary has chosen the best.
中文翻译上上好的福分。
In Chinese, it says,
the best blessing.
Best blessing.
Yeah. 实际在原文的翻译上，原文的是上好的那个部分。
It might be better translated the best part.
在就是说，在许多许多的事情上。
That is to say, in a lot of things together.
在这件事情是最必要的，也是最好的。
This thing that Mary has chosen is the best part.
其他任何事情与其相比都是次要的或者次好的。
Everything else that admittedly have to be done is secondary.
玛利亚选择她沉浸在主的话语的里面，和主同在的里面。
Mary has chosen to dwell in Jesus' word
and the presence.
Oh, and Jesus' presence.
这个选择不是说我有很多很多的选择，我就选择这个。
It's not that there's many things to choose from, so she chose the best.
而是她的心完全被主抓住。
It's that she was captivated completely by Jesus' words.
那个选择是别无选择的选择。
That choice is a choice that cannot be made. No other choice can be made.
因为在那个时候，她满眼满耳都是耶稣基督她自己。
Because all that she saw, all that she heard was Jesus at the time.
Yeah, 她能够安静坐在主的面前。
She can quietly sit there in front of Jesus.
实在也是她自己向主爱的那个发表。
It really was an expression of her love to the Lord.
从她心里面能够流露出来。
Express through her heart.
不是用言语，却是最美丽的言语。
Not using the most beautiful of words.
不是用音符，但是是最美丽的节奏。
Not using any music notes, but it was the best melody.
就像我们在诗篇中经常唱读读读就有一个细拉一个。
It's like we see as we read through Psalms, there will be words scattered across there saying "Sila."
就是让那个歌唱的演奏的停顿下来。
And that is for the band and the singers, the choir to stop for a moment.
让那个演奏歌唱的人和听众们一起能够感受一下。
To let them and the audience to be in the moment.
不光是感受一下那个音乐那个感觉，
not just
那个感情。
Not just the melody and emotion of the music.
更重要从这里面感觉到这个主他自己的同在。
But also to get a feel for the presence of God with them.
从心里面知道主是不是听见了，主是不是又对我有什么回应没？
From their heart, listen to see if God has any words for them.
今天我们在我们急忙的生活的节奏的里面。
Today in our busy, paced, highly fast-paced daily life.
好像每天都在处理那又紧急又不重要的事情。
Every day we're spending a lot of attention on secondary and unimportant things.
所以感谢主，让我们今天可以在这个感恩节停下来，一起在这里聚会。
So again, we thank God for us to be able to pause here and just be with our Lord.
这是我们实在选择上好的是第一步了。
This is, I hope, the first step in choosing the best.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们一起走向这第一步。
I hope that we can take this first step.
一起来细拉一下。
Let's see that together.
一起感觉一下主要向我们说什么。
To get a feeling and to listen to what he has to say.
人如果不安静下来，你听不见别人说话。
You know that if you don't quiet down your hearts, you don't quiet yourself, you can't hear others.
我不晓得有的时候在一些争吵的里面，或者争执一个问题的里面。
In a debate or an argument that people have.
声音很多。
There are many, many noises.
都是交叉 这个不重叠的这种
voices clamoring over one another，
大概都想表达自己的意思，却听不到别人的意思。
Everyone wants to express their point of view. They have no space or bandwidth to listen to others.
我想我们都经历过这样的事情。
You know what I'm talking about.
跟主的关系也是一样。
It's the same with our walk with the Lord.
当我们不能安静下来，主的话很明显。
When we can quiet down ourselves, the Lord's words are very obvious.
但是我们里面的那个抵抗，我们里面那个 noise， 嘈杂的声音也很强。
Our fluff and our noise and all of our junk thoughts are many.
主用一句圣经跟你提醒一句。
The Lord uses one passage, one scripture to remind you of certain things.
你不管自己心里面有十个理由。
Not only do you have 10 excuses in your mind.
你可以还引用十处圣经来抵抗主那句圣经。
You might think of 10 other verses to contradict that one verse.
我想我们这里面都会有这样的经历。
You may have, I trust that we all may have this.
但是人安静下来之后才能够听到主的话。
But when we quiet down our hearts, then we can hear the Lord's word.
才能听到主的话，对我们，他是话是那么有力量。
We can see the strength of His words.
他们无论是那个安慰的话，还是责备的话。
Either words of comfort or words of warning.
这个玛利亚和马大都听见，而且听进去了。
Martha and Mary both heard it.
特别是关于到主自己受难这个预言上。
Especially with regards to the prophecy of Jesus.About his upcoming suffering.
玛利亚她真的完全都听进去了。
Mary truly took it all in.
她虽然不明白，跟门徒一样不明白。
She might have not fully understood, not unlike just like the disciples.
但是她知道这位爱她的主，这位基督，这位弥赛亚，神的受膏者。
But he knows his Lord, this Christ, this Anointed One.
即将要受苦受难，担负世人的罪孽。
He's going to be.He's going to be suffering and he's going to bear the sins of the world.
走向十字架，离开这个世界。
And walking to the cross and leave this world.
进到荣耀的里面。
And into glory.
因此他在逾越节之前就预先把这个香膏膏抹在主自己的身上。
For this reason, before Passover, she anointed Jesus' feet with that oil.
抹在他的脚上，用不用自己的头发去擦。
The ointment was rubbed on his foot.And then he wiped it clean with her hair.
这个犹大看了极其不顺眼。
Judas was very angry when he saw it.
用一斤这样贵重的香膏擦脚，实在太浪费了。
And Mary used a kilogram or a pound of ointment on his feet.
Yeah, 这个香膏有约翰福音对这香膏有四个描述。
John, the book of John has four segments of descriptions for that.
第一个就是它的分量。
That is, the first is the amount.
刚刚我给大家闻的那个，大概是从这一小瓶里大概滴了不少出去。
That oil that you just smelled, actually poured out a lot for you.
大概基本上大家还看不出来有几乎没有用的啊。
Or maybe you might.Notice it's not that much.
实在，如果把那两片纸啊，你擦在你脚上，基本上够用了。任何人脚上。
But honestly, if you just took that and wiped it on your feet, it'd be enough for you and anybody who doesn't.
你知道一斤香膏有多少瓶吗
？Do you know how many bottles of these are in a pound?
差不多五六十瓶。
Probably 50 or 60.
五六十瓶，这个大概是，这个十 ml 啊，大概是就是一点点而已啊，
so、
大概五六十瓶一斤。
This is like 10 mils, and
yeah.
You have several dozen of these to make up a pound.
500 mils, 大概600 mils. 这油应该比水轻啊，大概五六百。
This ointment is lighter than water,
yeah.
So
五六十瓶
takes more.
你现在把这个擦你脚上，你有什么感觉、啊、
？If you put all that into your feet, what do you think will happen?
Yeah. 第二个是什么香膏
？Second is what the kind of ointment, the type of ointment.
再下一页，再下一页 ，OK。那这个香膏呢？这香膏实际，我以前读圣经都觉得那个香膏叫真拿达，实际那个叫拿达，啊。
Turns out that I misunderstood the word for that ointment. It's actually called spikenard.
Yeah, 那个就是 nard， 拿达，拿达。
Or just nard.
Okay, yeah. 那个拿达是什么呢？是一种生长在喜马拉雅山的一种植物，叫睡干松。
What is nard? It's extracted from a plant on the top of on the Himalaya somewhere, a plant called that thing.
Spikenard, yeah. 这个是挺绕嘴的这中文。如果你英文好读下面那个字学名啊，最长的那个。
Or you could use a technical term in the two words below it.
我不太会读。
Not gonna try.
那它生长的是一个高山的一个植物中提炼出来的。
It's extracted from a plant in very high altitude in Himalaya.
上次 Clement 弟兄在我们中间也讲过，这个采集这个东西是蛮危险的。
Clement was here last time, and he mentioned this very, very, very thing that if you try to extract it or you
collect it,
you collect it. It's
yeah,
a very perilous
high mountain,
and difficult effort.
那真正的那个纯的这个香膏滴在一身上，好像几天洗澡都洗不掉。
The purest form of this nard, if you wipe it on you, you'll probably have it for days, even if you shower.
如果大家想试试我是不是真的滴点在身上，看洗澡之后明天还香不香啊？
If you want to test the purity of what I have, you can put it on your body and see what happens. See if you can smell it after a few days.
第三，它是真的。
Thirdly, the
pure.
Authenticity. It's
yeah,
real.
Yeah, yeah. 这个真度真的就是它纯度极高。
And that is to say it's of absolute high purity.
我这个手里就不是真的拿达香膏，不是真拿达，是拿达而已。
What I have,
拿达, 没写, pure 拿达。
What I have is a poor approximation,
yeah.
Like not so pure.
Yeah, 不是说它是假的，也许它是假的。Maybe
it's fake, I don't know.
但是重要不是它是假的。The
weight, from the weight at least, it's not fake.
因为它不全是从这个会干松中提炼出来的。Because
it's not fully extracted from that. Spikenard plant.
因为说明书上写的，它是跟橄榄油混在一起的。
The manual says it's been diluted with olive oil.
是多少的橄榄油，多少的这个nard，我就不知道了。
The ratio though is not specified.
Yeah. 那第四个的是极贵的。
Fourthly, it's very, very, very expensive.
Yeah. 从字面上，这个拿达一定是极品。
Literally, this is definitely a luxury item.
一定是贵重的不得了。
It's definitely expensive.
普通人工作一年才能够买那一瓶。
A typical person, salary earner, can buy it after a full year salary.
我想我们在座不少已经工作了。 So
most of us have started working in this.
我想第一份薪水，第一个 paycheck 你用在哪里？
Do you remember where you used your first paycheck?
有的是我把我 paycheck 奉献给教会。
Some may have given it to the church.
有的是我第一个paycheck给我爸妈，感谢他培养我。Some
may be to our parents to thank them for raising me.
谁把第一年的paycheck全奉献给教会的举手一下。Did
anyone here give their whole first year salary to the church?
或者第一年的paycheck全给你爸妈。
Or the entire year salary to your parents?
没有，对不对？
First year on the job?
那 是不是把一年的薪水赚来这个拿达香膏全部撒在脚上，撒在泼在地上，是不是头脑有点问题？
So for Mary to take the entire bottle of pure, expensive, real nard, is it a little irrational?
那除了它的价钱以外，
other than its price,
在原文里面它有更重要的两个意思。
There's two more very important points.
第一个就是她要付出昂贵的代价。
First is that she got this item in a very difficult way.
是得之不易的。
It's not easy to obtain.
第二个呢，就是拥有者对它如何的珍惜宝贵。
And secondly, this thing, this nard is very, very precious to the owner.
是一个对它特别的一个 one of kind 一个东西。
It would be an absolutely unique one of a kind item.
有一个特别的感情的那个价值。
It's got some sentimental value as well.
是它用在最爱的人在最美好的时刻才要用的。
This nard is used for the most beloved person at the most beloved moment.
它绝对不是玛利亚有三四两银子。
It's not that Mary just had the money laying around.
那她听耶稣来了。
Heard that Jesus was coming.
到市场上找一个最高价的一个名牌产品。
And just found the greatest brand out there in the market.
那瓶值30块钱，我就把它全花掉，买了，交在耶稣的身上。
And just picked up that expensive name brand ointment and just poured it on Jesus.
而是这个是在它里面珍藏了很长的一段时间。
This must have been an ointment that was stored there for a very glorious purpose.
这是为耶稣基督他的死预先浇在耶稣的身上的。
This is lavishly poured onto Jesus's feet before his glorification.
在耶稣基督他去世之前，有一个他最亲爱的人已经去世了。
Before Jesus went to the cross, one of his dear friends already died.
就是他的，他的亲爱的人啊，他的亲爱的 ，one of the dearest person， 就是他亲爱的弟弟拉撒路。
Oh, Mary had a very, very dear person who already passed away, by this time, his brother Lazarus.
或者我们说他的兄弟啊，不晓得他哪个前哪个后啊，但是至少他的兄弟拉撒路。
Her brother, not sure if it's older brother or younger brother, don't know.
他没有。用这个拿达这个真拿达香膏去浇在拉撒路的身上，挽回他这个弟弟英年早逝。
Please notice that she didn't use this spikenard on her brother when he died.
却把它完全的保存给主耶稣基督。
But it was purely wholly reserved for Lord Jesus.
把这个香膏倾倒在主的脚上，并用这个代表女人最尊贵的东西，就是她头发去擦。
Pouring it on his feet, no less, and used the glory of a woman, her hair on his feet to clean it.
他这是他在主面前是如何的降卑，如何的谦卑。
How much does she lower herself in front of Jesus?
就像一个仆人一样。
In the form of a servant.
就像一个奴仆一样。
Like a slave.
在这个圣洁的主面前，他知道他自己不过是个罪人而已。
In this moment, she knew she was but a sinner.
他用他所高抹的是基督，是神的受膏者。
She has anointed the anointed of God.
这位道成肉身来到犹大地。
This one who have become man incarnate into the world, into the land of Judea.
这个翻山越岭，到处传福音、报喜信的这个脚。
Going place to place, preaching the good news of the kingdom everywhere.
Yeah, that feet take that person.
The feet, the very feet that took this person around preaching the good news.
这对脚是王的脚。
This pair of feet is the feet of a king.
就像以赛亚书第52章第七节所预言到的。
It's like when Isaiah 52 said, prophesied.
那报佳音传平安，报好信息传救恩，对锡安说，你的神作王了。这人的脚登山，何等佳美！
How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news, announce it to the Mount Zion.
Okay. Yep. 这双脚是行过了耶路撒冷。
This pair of feet has traversed Jerusalem.
要上行到耶路撒冷。
Have to walk upwards to Jerusalem.
把羔羊带到祭坛上。
To take the holy lamb onto the altar.
背着十字架走向哥哥他。
Carrying the cross to Golgotha.
这个脚要成为那钉痕钉在十字架上的脚。
The pair of feet that was to be pierced by nails onto the cross.
那个爱钱财的犹大当然是看不懂这个膏油的价值。
So, Judas...who loved money, of course, he didn't like that idea.
他只是觉得30块钱这个市场价而已。
He thought that 30 pieces of silver is just the market value.
他对主的估价也不过如此，30块钱就把主给卖掉了。
Which, by the way, was the same amount of money that he betrayed Jesus for.
玛利亚听主的话与高主的这个举动，我们看出他是最爱主、最在乎主的。
But Mary knew what it was, and we see through her actions that.She esteemed Lord to the greatest.
她所有摆上选择的都是最好的。
What she has chosen and what she has expressed was the
best. 超过她对世上人事物一切的爱。
It's above all items and all people and her love for all those things.
也超过她对自己的爱。
And more than her love for herself.
因此我叫这种爱是一个高贵的爱。
So I call this love the love of mobility.
是极其尊贵，单单为主存留的。
It's precious and reserved.
It's exclusive and exclusively preserved.
Exclusive and exclusively preserved to the Lord.
这样的爱不也是主给我们的爱吗？
Is this not the love that our Lord gave us to?
基督是神的受膏者。
Christ is the anointed of God.
他也是膏抹那些罪人的人。
He anointed also the sinners.
他也是那个拯救我们 他所爱的人。
He delivered the people of which he loved.
他自己就像那个慧干松一样。
He is like that.
慧干松一样。
He is like that spikenard himself.
经过压榨挤出油来。
Through the extraction and pressure, the oil comes out.
成为他那个真拿达的香膏。
To become that spikenard ointment.
膏抹在我们这些蒙他救赎、蒙他拯救的人、罪人的身上。
Rubbed all over the ones who delivered and redeemed.
也膏抹他的教会。
And ointment rubbed on his church.
成为那个君尊的祭司，分别归为圣，归给神。
To be set apart as a holy nation, a royal.
所以我们今天认识主，不光是用眼睛、用耳朵、用我们的心。
So when we believe in God today, our Lord, we don't use only our ears and our eyes.
我们灵里面也需要一个开启我们的嗅觉。
We should have a sensitivity of the soul.
看闻到耶稣基督是何等的芬芳。
Sensitivity of the spirit to smell how fragrant our Lord is.
他给我们的爱是何等的昂贵。
How precious and his love for us was.
主自己为我们摆上性命。
He gave his life for us.
是最最高贵的爱。
It's the most precious love.
我们翻到下一页。
The most noble love. Next page.
在伯大尼，除了有一个蒙爱的玛利亚以外
，In Bethany, other than Mary who loved the Lord,
这个玛利 Mary 的名字的意思就是 beloved, 蒙爱的意思。
Oh, the beloved Mary, which by the way is the meaning of her name.
还有一个好客的马大。
There's a very hospitable sister, Martha.
在我们中国基督里，很少给自己的女儿起名叫马大。
Among Chinese Christians, very few of us name our daughters Martha.
谁的女儿叫马大？
Is there any Martha here?
我想这主要是中文的翻译这个词用的不太好。
I think it's probably due to poor translation of some kind.
马大都不太适合用在女儿的身上。
The Chinese word for Martha, 马大 is not very suitable for women.
Yeah, 昨天我问 Rina, 我说你如果你有个女儿，你会不会叫她 Martha?
We just talked about it with Rina. If you had another daughter, would you name her Martha?
她说也不会，因为 Martha 这个名字好像是太古老了。
She said,
觉得这个很老的人才叫马。
She said, no, because it sounds like an old person.
我们不光是这个名字，我们有一些见解。
So we have some misunderstanding with the name itself.
我们自己里面也常常有一个误解在教会的里面。
We also have a misunderstanding about this person.
或者一个错误的说法。
Or a wrong way of saying.
就是听到不做事的是玛利亚。
So when we talk about people who don't do any service, that's Mary.
Just listen, focus on the Lord, but. They don't do anything. 那是玛利亚，呀，做事的呢就是马大。
And the person who does things.
主表扬玛利亚，批评马大。
And that the Lord is commending Mary, but rebuking Martha.
Yeah. 因此呢，这个听到比服事呢，做事呢更加的属灵。
And that it's more spiritual to listen than to work.
甚至不做事比做事更加的属灵。
Or even not work, not serving is more spiritual than serving.
甚至我们经常说，我今天做马大了，我今天做玛利亚了。
Or we might say something like, "I'm going to be a Martha today," or "I'm going to be a Mary today."
好像马大跟玛利亚是对立的。
As if they were polar opposites of each other.
好像聚会里边有一群做喜欢做马大的，一群喜欢做玛利亚。
Or maybe the gathering has a group of Martha-ish people and a group of Mary-ish people.
好像马大跟玛利亚走在不同的一个道路上一样。
Like they were walking two different paths.
更过分的有的是教会里面有一个特别喜欢做玛利亚的人。
Or there may be some individuals who just love to be Mary exclusively.
那群玛利亚的人一点都不像玛利亚，因为他很凶。
Those Marys are not really Marys because they're very, very angry and mean-spirited.
经常会说别人。他就喜欢做马大
，and points their fingers at other people. It's like, look at those Marthas. They're Marthas.
我想今天我们可以笑一笑，这都是我们对圣经的不认识，或者对圣经处理的，真理处理的不妥当的地方。
No, we laugh, but you got to remind yourselves that we got to remind ourselves that this is due to a misunderstanding of the Word of God.
也是对这个家不够了解
，and not a good understanding of that home.
马大的意思是淑女或者 lady 或者 first lady 的意思。
The name Martha means first lady.
Yeah. 她不但她自己不但是一个好客，而且凡事都是拿得起放得下的一位女士。
Not only was she hospitable, she was also someone who can pick up and set down things.
到处都有她服侍人、照顾人、到处张罗的那个身影。
There is evidence of her work and pulling resources together everywhere she goes.
她是一个极其理智、善于思考。
She's a logical, thinking, rational individual.
无论是谈吐和办事能力，都是一流的女强人。
So if she's serving or doing some kind of events, she is very, very grounded and active. In that
虽然她很外向，但是她内心世界实际是很丰富的。
Even though she's very outward going, but she is very rich inside as well.
有时候她也会抱怨。
She can complain.
但是更多的时候把她自己那个细腻的心情、感情，甚至是难隐之处放在隐藏在她对别人的顾念、服侍和忙碌的里面。
She spends her effort and attention on the person, the object of the one she's serving.
跟玛利亚一样，她是一样的爱主。
In the same way, she loves God.
她用她的服侍和对主完全透亮的敞开来表达她对主的爱。
She used her service and actions to express her genuine love for the Lord.
更用她里面对主的那个完全的信任来表达主的爱。
And also the utter confidence in to our Lord is expressed through her actions as well.
我们各个家里边、教会里面需要有马大，也需要有玛利亚。
Each church and household of God needs Marthas and Marys.
我们个人也自己需要有个从感情里面来爱主。
We emotionally have to love our Lord.
用感情里面向主那个表达我们爱的那个流露。
With our emotions and our being, express our love to the Lord.
但是在理性上，从行动上爱主也是必要的。
But by reason and tangible actions, we express our love to Him, and that's necessary.
因为圣灵在我们工作是平衡的。
Because there's a balanced work of the Holy Spirit.
在教会里面也是一样，不是因为有一群感性的弟兄，有一群比较理性的弟兄，大家就不能同工了。
The same is true of the church. Not that there's a bunch of emotional people and a bunch of rational people, so they can't co-work together.
就不能一起分享主的话了。
Or can't share the word of God together.
而是神的家，就是因为这样的不同，是显得他家更加的美丽，更加的丰富。
It is those differences.That reveal more of the beauty of a gathering like this.
在神的家里，没有什么服事比另外的服事更高或者更低的。
There is no service that is more noble or more better than another service.
不是说话语的服事。今天我们两个在这做玛利亚。
It's not that the service of speech, like we're being Marys here.
回教会清洁组，我是负责扫厕所的。我扫厕所的时候做马大。
And if we go back to the church next week and we're rubbing toilets, then we're becoming Martha.
这是一个生命和里面的一个表现。
This is expression of our life.
我们要小心，圣经不是这样写的，我们更不要怎么因此分门别类。
We have to be careful. The Bible does not say it this way, so don't separate them like that.
彼此的论断。
Do not judge one another.
却要做神恩赐的好管家。
We have to be good stewards of the gifts of the Spirit.
爱是要担当的。
Love is giving.
不光要担当起神的托付，也要彼此的担当。
Not only giving to the Lord's charge, but also giving and sacrificial to each other.
我们一起聚会久了，服侍久了，我们就知道，哎，某些弟兄特别的，我能够相信他。
After we serve together for a while, we know by name that, hey,This brother or sister, we can trust him with this.
实在感谢主，在我们的教会里面，许多的弟兄姊妹就慢慢的、默默的就把一些神家里的事情担起来。
So quietly, naturally, sometimes certain kinds of service are just absorbed by certain brother or sister.
有些时候，我们知道某个弟兄姊妹出现，今天清洁一定很干净。
So sometimes when we know a sister is taking ownership of one kind of service, we know that's going to be done well.
某人要做饭，那个牛肉一定很好吃。
If somebody else is going to make beef, or a roast or something, we know that it's going to be a good lunch.
有人来一起查经的话，神的话语在那个聚会里面一定很丰富。
Or if somebody shows up to Bible study, we know that the sharing today will be very rich.
我只要去他家，一定觉得很受欢迎。
If we go to that person's house, we will feel very welcome at home.
如果我们回到聚会厅里面，聚会厅，哎，墙就修好了。
If we went to the church building and we looked at new shiny walls that were fixed,
你都不知道，但是呢，有里面有感动、有责任的弟兄就把它修了。
Maybe you don't know who, or maybe you didn't notice, but somebody who had the sense of responsibility did it.
Yeah, 有很多教会里面有需要的弟兄姊妹，我们都不知道，哎，他里面暗中的他就得到安慰和帮助。
So some brothers and sisters have needs that we are not aware of.But、
而且大家说摆上的这些东西不是有空来玩玩帮帮忙而已。
And the sacrifice of our love is not that it does not come out of our free time.
实在是把神的家放在最优先的地位上。
Not casually, but first and foremost.
在我们时间段里面最重要的时间的里面。
In the time that we have available, that actually is the most important part.
我自己个人的经历也是一样的。
Me as an individual,
没有弟兄姊妹，没有我的家人，没有我的妻子、孩子。
It's the same. Not my family, my children.
有一些他们为我担当的东西。
There are some people who bear some of my burden.
有一些他们需要我为他担当的东西。
Some need me bearing some burden for them.
我自己生活是无法在主里面好好成长的。
In my daily life, it doesn't allow me to. My responsibility doesn't allow me to devote all my time and energy on the Lord properly. Yeah.
那就像暑假期间有一段时间我做单身男士啊。
Like for a short period of time during summer vacation, I was a lone wolf, like just a single bachelor.
Yeah. 那应该是很自由，很爽。
It should be very free, very cool and fresh moment, an opportunity.
我就不讲具体了，反正。
Without going into details.
实际那时候我应该好好亲近主，好好工作，好好服侍，对不对
？It would have been a time of working hard, serving the Lord hard, reading the Bible hard.
没有太太烦，没有小孩烦，对不对
？No nagging wife, no terrible children.
但是你知道吗？有的时候你就需要别人烦你，你才能够专心在主面前。
Really, sometimes you do need nagging and prodding.To do what you have to do.
因为那一周大概快两周的时间是我人生以来最没有效率的两周时间。
Those two weeks were one of the most unproductive 2 weeks of my life.
不知道干嘛就没了。
And it just went away like that.
终于太太孩子回来了。
And then finally the wife returned.
Okay, 开玩笑。那
somewhat of a joke.
那我们不应该停止聚会。
We shouldn't stop gathering.
其中一个很大的一个原因就是我们彼此有一些责任，有一些牵挂，有一些担当的东西。
One simple reason is that we're responsible for another. We care and are concerned for one another.
在我们特别在我们现在各不同的小组的里面
，in our many many small groups right now，
不同的小这个属灵的团契、属灵的 community 里面
，different little gathering communities，
大家可以互相的更加的了解。
We have a chance to get to know each other more.
可以进入更深的那个生命上的交通和了解。
To go into a deeper sharing of life.
我们可以一起分享一些读经的计划。
We can share some Bible reading plans.
一群男，特别是我们这个年轻的弟兄们，可以一起追求圣洁。
Or young brothers and sisters, for example, they can pursue purity.
可以一起参与一些公益的活动。
They can take charge and do some community, some kind of charity service.
可以一起传福音
preach the gospel together.
甚至大家一起喝喝茶，爬个山
or just go hiking or drink some tea.
只要在主里面
as long as it's done in the name of the Lord, it's good.
是蒙主喜悦的
It's pleasing to Him.
在我们平常的生活里面，大家就慢慢的就彼此的了解
So in that kind of life.We understand each other and build up the relationship more.
也彼此的信任
and can count on one another.
在这个伯大尼的家，除了他担负服侍主、爱主之外
，In the house of Bethany, other than housing our Lord Jesus and serving Him,
他们是主蒙爱、蒙主所爱的一个家。
It is a household that is loved of Jesus.
但是我们不知道为什么 神还要让他们担负病痛、死亡和分离的痛苦。
But we still don't know why God still had them endure the pain of separation and trouble.
刚刚周刚提醒我，那是三个人，的确，他们家只有三个人，因为为什么呢？他已经很早以前他们就成为孤儿了。
Brother Tom mentioned that the house.Their house was only three people. Why? Most likely because they were orphaned a long time ago.
这三个姐弟相依为命。
Three siblings. They're closely knit together.
拉撒路的死就如急难的来临，对马大、玛利亚是打击是何等的大。
And then when the death of Lazarus came, it's a great shock, to Martha and Mary.
我想这个疼痛是如针扎一样。
I would assume that pain is very, very piercing pain.
但是在这个苦难里面
But in this trouble,
马大是家里的顶梁柱
Martha was the pillar of the house.
她办理丧事
She did all the funeral arrangements.
招待那些吊丧的那些亲朋好友们
And hosted or welcomed the people who visited them.
还要照顾那个伤痛欲绝的妹妹
And took care of her
也许是妹妹啊，玛利亚
Mourning sister, either younger or older, we're not sure.
从耶稣的对话里边，他两次对耶稣说：“我知道，我相信。”
Twice she said, "I believe this and I know it."
虽然他所知道的，他所相信的是不完全的。
Even though what she understood was limited,
但是他那个坚毅的性格，他的 courage 是主所喜悦的。
But her resolute disposition and courage, it was grounded and sure.
主就继续帮助、扶持、保守她、带领她。
So the Lord kept sustaining her, helping her understand.
今天我们感谢主对我们每个人家的保守，对我们教会的带领和看顾。
We thank our Lord for His leadership and His caring for our church and for each family.
但什么时候那个火一般的试炼轮到我们这个聚会，轮到我们各个家庭，我们都不知道的。
But we have no idea when the trial by fire will come to our church or homes.
所以求主来帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
让我们里面可以预备。
That we can be prepared inside.
有马大的这样的性情，这样的生命。
To have the temperament and life of Martha.
就是在这样无法预料的苦难来临的时候。
In the time of suffering that is unpredictable,
在我们在情感冲击里面不能够捋出情绪这个头脑的先后次序的时候
，when we have a wave of emotion, we can't gather our thoughts or plan accordingly.
那时候的主的灵来帮助他
，May that be the time our Lord's Spirit come and help.
在急难中还对主说，就是现在我也知道
，that in intense suffering we can say, even now I believe.
我知道什么？就是现在我这么难的地方，我知道主你还是主。
That is to say that even though I'm going through such hardship, God is still God.
人看不到将来，看不到下一步的。
Lord is still Lord, and we don't know what the next step holds.
马大说，就在我还是知道，就是在末日，就在将来的时候，你还是主。
Martha said that even now, in the last days, in the last day, you are God.
她知道主的能力和主的美意。
She knew the.Power of God and the providence of God.
在他最做迷茫的时候说：“主啊，我信你是基督，你是神的儿子。”
In her most perilous and confusing moment, she can say, "You are the Son of God. You are the Messiah."
神的家里面可能会遇到苦难。
The household of God may encounter trouble.
可能是一起经历的苦难。
Trial, suffering, maybe that everyone has to endure together.
可能某一个人、某一个家经历的苦难。
Or maybe one individual, one family had a Trial by fire.
不光是在苦难中的弟兄姊妹们，他们需要有这样的信心。
Not only do the suffering brothers and sisters in the church have to have that kind of confidence.
我们要一个神安息的家。
We need a dwelling place for Lord Jesus.
Resting place for Lord. 就是在不安息的时候，弟兄姊妹们可以一同把神的安息带到神的家里。
There needs to be a restful place.That brothers and sisters can bring to the house of God when it's not a resting time.
主在世上的时候，虽然他离世，不断的跟门徒说，我要差遣圣灵保惠师到你们中间来。
Jesus repeatedly said that he's going to send the Helper, the Advocator, to them after he leaves.
而且说我要为你们预备一个地方。
And that he said he's going away to prepare a place for them.
那个地方是有的。
It's a place that exists.
那个地方是极美好的。
It's a truly beautiful, unimaginable place.
约翰在异象中，在启示录也看到那个地方。
John in his revelation,
saw it. 不光是他有金金的墙、碧玉的城。
Not only city of gold, gates of pearl.
而且它里面有那个生命树在它里面。
But also the tree of life is there.
它有结着丰满的果实。
Full of fruit.
它的叶子也让我们可以医治我们。
The leaves can heal illness.
在主的国度里面，担负苦难是永远是画中的祝福。
The sustaining someone suffering is the blessing of God.
它是暂时的。
It's temporary.
苦难一定伴随着永远的保守和祝福。
The suffering is definitely paired up with eternal promise and blessing.
最终的目的是让我们看见神的荣耀，也进到神的荣耀的里面。
Most important, we should see the glory of God and enter into that glory.
耶稣对马大说：“我不是对你说，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？”
Jesus said, "Didn't I tell you if you believe, you will see the glory of God?"
神的荣耀不光是让马大、玛利亚、拉撒路可以看见、可以经历。
The glory of God was not only given to Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
神的荣耀是给教会的祝福。
It's also a blessing to the church.
也是教会需要负担和见证的。
It is something that the church has to bear and testify.
一个教主安息的家是一个充满爱的家。
A house that is suitable, a restful, restful household for God.
是一个彼此担当顾念的家。
It's a place that is worthy to be yearned.
是主在地上所寻找的。
It's a place that the Lord is looking for.
更准确的说，是主愿意在地上所建造的。
More importantly, is a home that the Lord wants to build in this world.
当主住在这个家里面的时候，
When the Lord lives in such a home,
这个教会就变成一个荣耀的教会，一个荣耀的家。
The church becomes a glorious church, a glorious home.
耶稣让拉撒路从死里面复活。
Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead,
彰显出神的荣耀来。
Express his glory.
圣灵让主耶稣从死里复活，更彰显出神的荣耀来。
God raising Jesus from the dead also shows his glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you not know?
我们主说，我不是对你说，你若信。
He said that, didn't I tell you, if you believe?
弟兄姊妹，我们今天信吗？
So Christians, do we believe?
我们愿意承受这样托付吗？
Are we willing to take and bear that responsibility?
我们要托付担当起责任来。
We have to be entrusted with the duties.
我们也一同担当起苦难来。
Entrusted with the sufferings.
也一同担当起神的荣耀。
And also together entrusted with the glory.
感谢主，分享就到这。
We thank God, that's my sharing.
我们一起祷告一下。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们实在感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, really thank you.
这是在一段我们很熟悉的话语。
It's quite a familiar set of words.
主啊，实在求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
让我们爱你更深。
To help us love you more.
让我们这次愿意把我们自己的心，把我们的家，把我们的聚会打开。
That we would be willing to open up our hearts, our gathering, our homes to you.
主啊，让主在这中间建造。
Let the Lord build that up.
除去那些让你不合你心意的东西。
Remove all things that are contrary to your will.
除去我们对你一切的怀疑和抵挡。
Remove our suspicion and our actions of denial of you.
这是让你自己的膏油来膏抹我们每个人。
May your precious ointment be spread over us.
让我们下沉的人能够被你提升起来。
May the lowly be lifted.
让我们今天真正能够闻到你那个美好的香气。
May we be able to smell the fragrance.
主啊，让我们每个人都得到滋润。
That we may be soothed.
也能够帮助你教会能够担负这是你的责任。
Hope that you can help your church to bear that responsibility.
担负我们一切服事上的重担。
To carry the burdens of service.
只因为这是轻省的。
Because this is easy and light.
担负我们生命上的苦难。
To bear the suffering in our life.
那因为这是自战自清的。
Because this is the right thing.
因为主，你要把那极丰富的、极重无比的荣耀赏赐给你的教会。
You're going to give that incomparable blessing and glory to your church.
赦免我们的小信。
Forgive our unbelief.
主啊，今天你就充满我们。
May you fill us.
让我们你的教会凭着信在这里被你所建造。
May your church be built by you in faith.
让这个家能够合你的心意。
That this dwelling place can be pleasing to your will.
让我们每个人的心都能够被你所洁净。
May our hearts be purified.
成为圣灵这是安息的所在。
To be a good dwelling place for your spirit.
让你的家也成为你自己安息的所在。
May your home be your appropriate dwelling place.
让每一个蒙爱的儿女。
To let each brother and sister that is loved of you.
在这里都能够遇见爱我们的主。
Meet the Savior who loves them.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们翻到下一页。
Let's go to the next page.
下面就是我们的。